Kellen, after maybe not having the best first half or the first half that you wanted, how were you able to shake it off and be able to lead the team to the victory in the second half?
You know, I honestly got to thank my teammates, and they were the ones who kept me up at halftime. And, you know, I was frustrated with myself, you know, not, you know, having two turnovers and then a missed throw to Anais for a touchdown. So just them keeping me up and, you know, coach just continuing to stay on me, just positive encouragement. And you know, I was able to come out in the second half and, you know, lead us to a win.
This is for Kellen and Tyree, for both of you guys. Coach oftentimes talks about the word grit. Was this sort of an example in living color of what it took to pull off a win like that, and how important grit is?
I mean, it's something that he talks about every single day, and something that he says every day in meetings, and just kind of the resilience that it took for us not to have the lead at halftime. And, you know, after a really poor start in the defense, you know, playing really good in the first half and, you know, holding them to a low number, and we were able to come out in the second half as an offense and, you know, play to the best of our ability and make a lot of big plays when we needed to. So just something that is kind of in our creed that he talks about every day, and we are able to, you know, put it out on the field today.
Well, anytime you have an offense that runs an up-tempo scheme, it kind of is a hard challenge for us, and we kind of prepared through it like this last whole month before the bowl game, and we really had to grind it out. They had some really good offensive tackles, and they're a great team, so it really took a lot out there, like just rotating guys in, guys being ready. It was definitely a hard-fought game that I thought.
Kellen down here. When the game was over nearing the end, did you expect to be MVP? What were kind of the thoughts and feelings when they called you up onto the stage?
Honestly, I didn't know they had been giving out an MVP, or at least it just wasn't on my mind. But I'm super thankful for the team and, you know, the coaches that we have on this team and the guys that, you know, drive me every single day. And obviously this season's been really tough, and pretty much for all of us, you know, the coaching staff, you know, us, but, you know, we continue to fight, and we're able to come out with a big win.
Kellen, can you kind of walk us through the 66-yard touchdown run? Back here, Kellen. Kind of walk us through that 66-yard touchdown run, and was there ever a thought in your mind they might get caught from behind, or do you know you had a little breakaway speed there?
Yeah, I mean, like Coach said, it was just a speed option to the left, and, you know, kind of the guy who we were pitching off of widened out, and I was able to kind of give a little fake and then, you know, stick my foot in the ground and, you know, get up the field. And I think I made one guy miss, and then, you know, I just tried my best to get to the end zone and almost got tackled from behind. But, you know, thank God I didn't.
Kellen, along those lines, why were you running more in the second half? Were you looking to run more, or was it just something the defense was giving you, or what was going on? Because you did run more in the second half.
You know, I don't know what our time of possession was, but I felt like it was a little bit better in the second half. And, you know, the first run that I had in the other game, you know, I fumbled on. And, you know, if we were able to sustain that, probably would have helped us a lot. But especially in that second half, you know, some of those were check plays. And so, you know, it takes a lot of really good communication from me, you know, and all the other 10 guys on the field to understand, you know, where exactly you need to be going blocking. So, you know, it wasn't just necessarily design runs, but some of the stuff is just check plays based on what the defense is giving us.
Back here, it was for Tyree. With the loss of Matabike, for you to be able to see guys like Jaden Peavy and DeMarvin Leal really step up, both kind of making plays in the defensive tackle, defensive end position, just what did you see from them tonight and what their future is with the program?
DeMarvin Leal, as a true freshman, for anybody as a true freshman to start as a defensive end and the line, it's really hard and challenging. So I think DeMarvin, as much as he learned and as much as he's been through, he's a great player. And I think the sky's the limit for him. He has endless potential. And Jaden Peavy is one of the longest guys, length-wise, that I've ever seen in my life. He does play things on the field that I've never seen before from anyone. So I think Peavy is, as well, like he's a leader for our D-line, and he gives everybody else like a hard work and like mindset to do great and do their job on the field and make some more plays for the team.
Tyree, you came into this game with two sacks on the season. You had two tonight, and you had both of them in the first half. Did you kind of sense this? Did you see this coming over the last couple of weeks?
To be honest, this whole year, I was expecting to have a more productive season. Things don't always go the way you plan, but it's not about me. It's about the team, doing my job for the team. And that's when I kind of just shifted my focus to towards like the middle of the season. Like, I was more so focused on the sacks at the beginning, looking at everybody talk about that, but I just started focusing more on what I got to do to help the team win and be the best I can be for that.
Kellen, is that the first cowboy hat you've ever owned? And then my second question for you, if you can follow up on that, just kind of talk about the fact that you guys got down early and then you fought back. It's kind of like you drew a line in the sand and said, hey, we're here for 60 minutes. We'll see if you guys will still be standing when it's all over.
This actually is my first cowboy hat I've ever owned, and I just need some boots now. But, yeah, I mean, it just, like I said, it just shows how resilient this team is. And to be able to, you know, come off a first half like that where, you know, especially me playing, you know, some of the worst football that I could play, and to come out in the second half and, you know, be able to kind of give this offense a kickstart in the run game and the pass game. And, you know, it takes a whole team effort, defense, special teams, and offensive effort. So it was a big-time win for us.
Hey, Kellen. Jamon, kind of a quiet night, but what did that touchdown pass mean to get the offense really going there in that second half?
I mean, it was a huge touchdown catch, and I can't remember. I think it was third down, and they had brought pressure, and you know, something that we kind of practice, you know, almost every single day in practice. You know, he had inside leverage on a slant route, and he was able to get underneath him, and you know, he knew exactly where the ball was going to be, and was able to make a play and catch going into the end zone.
Over here, first Kellen, then Tyree. Kellen, you mentioned that it's been kind of a tough year, but you know, after going through that gauntlet, what have you guys learned, and what will you take away from this season?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we never broke apart as a team, and that takes a lot of leaders, and you know, it takes leadership from the coaches. And you know, sometimes when you're playing those big time games and, you know, you're expected to win in your mindset and you don't win, you know, sometimes you kind of grow apart and you kind of become individualized. And, you know, for this team to continue to grow together and stay together, I mean, that just shows the resilience that we have on the team. And obviously we're going to play great teams next year. So we got to continue to grow and get better going into next year.
Kellen, over here, two-part real quick. First, what did you see from Isaiah Spiller through bowl practice and how he improved in this game? And two, Anaya Smith, how impressed with you were he was able to do shifting positions?
You know, both of those guys are extremely hard workers. And, you know, for Isaiah to come in as a true freshman and not even early in a role, just come in here and, you know, kind of be thrown into the fire when Jayshon got hurt. I mean, playing running back is a big-time role, understanding run schemes and pass protections, especially in this offense. So just kind of what he went through, it's people don't really realize how hard that is. And for him to do it, you know, it takes a lot of guts and effort for him. And, you know, also Anais, you know, coming in, you know, we didn't really have a deep running back core. And, you know, he was able to switch from receiver to running back, you know, within a week, and you know, just pick up on the plays real fast, and was able to give our offense a huge kickstart tonight.
Kind of playing off maybe the previous question, Kellen, but just overall, when you think about the personnel and how you're going to have over 20 seniors combined with all these freshmen that saw the field this year, how bright do you think the future is in this program?
I mean, I think it's super bright, and you know, we have a large group of guys who, with the ability to come back next year, you know, juniors, and also some of those young guys being able to play this year, you know, Kenyon, Anais, Isaiah, some of those guys being able to play as freshmen, you know, I look for them to make a huge jump going into their sophomore year.